Radio. I'm sincerely apologetic. So excited right now. I've got so many things to share with y'all and update you on until it's just crazy, man. You know, my co-host is in the building doing her thing. You know, Nia Hernandez, we're about to blow this up. Also, there's a gentleman who I'm chopping it up back and forth with on Facebook. He's a movie maker, and he wants me to shout his film out. So this is what I'm going to do. Show you how Trey Love roll, right? I'm going to let the brother get right on the line, talk about what he got going on, and you know what I'm saying? That's how I'm going to start my show. And that's why God continues to bless me, because what I do, y'all, is I give back. For everything he gives me, I like to give back 10. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's how it goes down. Woo! Tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy's in. You'll be hearing from this young man real soon. But for right now, man, I just want to tell y'all, man, I had an audition, right, like 2 days ago. What was it? Yesterday? I think it was yesterday, y'all. It was yesterday. Yeah, my bottom girl in here giving me the rundown. Thank you, baby, for participating and helping Daddy do his fizzle. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I had an audition yesterday, y'all, and it was to portray a role of a pimp. And as you all know, I was a pimp on CSI. I was a Mac in this movie called Hip Hop Family. You know, that seems to be the major role that's coming at me right now. So I want to dedicate this song to all my pimps, players, and hustlers, and real Macs, not none of them fake Macs, the wannabe Macs, you know what I'm saying, or them perpetrator players, you know what I'm saying. You know, the pimping ain't dead. Them young ones, they just scared, you know what I'm saying. Pimping ain't easy, but it's necessary. I told a girl the other day she was on the right track, but on the wrong MFing train. You understand what I'm saying? Chuck, you heard me. It's about to go down. Ladies, before I play this next song, what I want you to do is I want you to look up. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the top. Stick with me, that's where you're going. Keep messing with them other players, you just be hoeing. Ha! All right, y'all, we're finna get down. BlogTalkRadio.com/handsomelife. Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy of comedy is in.
Hey! Welcome to the you should all be baptized in the funk.
From this nigga named Jay and his newfound friend.
I'm hitting switches like Eric on the solo creek.
For yo G, it's the B-R-A-T.
Putting a dip in your hip from right to left.
It's that ghetto ass bitch and I so deaf.
Nigga, that's my clip.
Nigga, that's who I rose with.
And we kick nothing but the fat shit.
Them call me the funkified, vocalistic with the real shit. We got the shit you can't fuck with. Because we're so funkified. We make it move from side to side.
Well, and JD coming like that big baby. So lay back and listen as I catch up on my pimp and then freak this duet just like Ashford and Simpson combined.
Tomorrow, bitch. Whatever you about to discover, we all bad. You about to tell her you love her, we all bad. Always wanna fight in the club, and we all bad. But you can't bring your future back. Y'all steady chasing the fame, and we all bad. Overtime clothes and change, we all bad. Niggas still making it rain, and we all bad. But you can't bring your future back.
Haters get off me.
Chris,
we all bad. Tim's, we all bad. Friends, we all bad. Yeah, we all bad. And you still on that? And we still making money, cause we still on that.
It ain't black versus white, my nigga, we all bad. Tell Bill O'Reilly to fall back. Tell Rush Flynn Ball to get off my balls. In 2010, I 1864. Yeah, we come so far. So I drive around town, hard top and it's all. In my Tribeca loft with my high brow. In my high yellow bra. In my Dodge and Sense. In my best white mate. Say what's up to Chris. How's that for a mix? Got a black president. Got green president. Blue prints in my white eye. Hard black diamonds in my hate suit piece. My God.
Whatever you about to discover, we all bad. You about to tell her you love her, we all bad. Always wanna fight in the club, and we all bad. But you can't bring that future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all bad. Overtime clothes and change, we all bad. Niggas still making it rain, and we all bad. Cause you can't bring the future back.
Niggas get off me. Chris, we all bad. Tim's, we all bad. Friends, we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad. And you still on that. And you still making money, cause you still on that. Give a fit up, a bit out to relate. You used to move what you used to do. And I don't give a fit up, a bit out the bitches that you used to screw. What your future do? And we don't really care what you used to say. Unless that affects your future pay. I'm on the practice field running 2 a day. So I don't drop the ball when it's through my way. So I don't give a fit up, a bit out the shit that you probably did. Who you probably is. The only time I deal in past tense. Cause I'm past rims and I'm past tense. If you driving it, I drove it. And we don't give a fit up, nigga, we off that.
Whatever you about to discover, we all bad. You about to tell her you love her, we all bad. Always wanna fight in the club, and we all bad. But you can't bring that future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all bad. Overtime clothes and change, we all bad. Niggas still making it rain, and we all bad. But you can't bring the future back.
Niggas get off me. Chris, we all bad. Tim's, we all bad. Friends, we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad. And you still on that. And we still making money, cause we still on that.
Goes down. Tune in. Tell a friend that the Playboy of comedy is in, baby. It's going all the way down. You're live on Twitter Me Tuesdays. BlogTalkRadio.com/handsomelife. Call in 310-861-2317, man. Hey, look, I have a gentleman on the line who is a filmmaker, man. Buddy of mine, Mr. Romaine Simon. Man, look, the brother is about to get on here and talk about a movie he's doing, man. A great project. Which, just to tell you, family, I mean, when God is in the blessing business and he's moving, and I just happen to be blessed to be part of this movie. So I'm going to bring Mr. Romaine to the line and let him give you more details, man, all right? So I want to welcome to Handsome Life Radio, Mr. Romaine Simmons. Brother, how you doing today, man?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, man, blessed, high, and mighty. Welcome to Handsome Life Radio.
Yes, how's everybody doing, man? You're doing it big, man.
Hey, man, I'm doing the best I can, man. You know, I got my co-host, Miss Nia Hernandez, in the building. I know she's going to want to get on the line and give you her information because she's a hot actress, you know what I'm saying? And I got a couple
of hello, people. Nia. How you doing?
Oh, hold on. Let me open her mic up real quick so she can say what's up. Give me 2 seconds here. There she go right there. Welcome
hello,
to Handsome Life Radio.
How you doing?
Co-host. What's up, Nia?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you, gentlemen, this evening?
I'm doing good.
I see you guys doing big things. Keep it up.
And we are trying to get it in just like everybody else.
Nice, nice. I love to hear that. Yeah.
All right,
nice,
so Romaine, yeah, tell us about the movie, brother. Tell us what's going on right now.
Yes, this film that I'm working on, it's a drama action film.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of true story. You know, I add some spice to it and, you know, take the boring out of it and make it more interesting, you know, for people to sit down and watch the whole movie from the beginning to the end. So, you know, it's based on, you know, on this girl who her dad passed away. And her mom brings another man to the house, and she's growing up. She never knows what happened to her dad because her mom never really explained. So she felt left out because her mom with another man, and also her mom has another girl, baby girl. So she started hanging out, you know, with some other friends, but those friends happened to be the wrong type of friends, you know, to be hanging out with. You know, she ended up getting pregnant, and she ended up committing suicide, things like that, you know. Yeah, so that's what the movie about. I have a few name actors involved, such as Nancy from the new movie Dark Knight with Morgan Freeman, and I also have Eddie Booker. I have Wapet Amico and Willow Hall, and a lot of, you know, name working actors part of it. You know. So I'm blessed, you know. And the thing is, I just moved here from Florida.
From Florida? What part of Florida, brother? I'm from Miami.
Well, yeah, I was in Miami, then I moved to Orlando.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I want you to tell the family what made you give Trey Love a part in this upcoming film, because I know you saw the demo reel. So tell everybody what you thought of my demo reel, my acting reel. Tell the world so they know what time it is when it comes to Trey Love.
Well, you know, they should know that, you know, especially the way you're hosting the show and everything. Everybody should know that you already got it, you know, you got it going on, you got it down pat. You know, I was watching your demo reel, and, you know, we came across each other on Facebook, and I was like, wow, he has a good facial expression when it's come to acting. And I saw your demo reel, and, you know, you did a good job, and you played the pimp well, you played all the other quite well.
Thank you.
You know, and
so
yeah, you really did a good job, man. And my next film will be a $500,000 film, which is a scary movie. I have a pimp role that you'll be playing too. Good, the pimp.
I hope y'all heard it live on blogtalkradio.com. Nia, you is my witness. I just landed a pimp role yesterday, and today, ladies and gentlemen, live, I'm gonna be a pimp again. Hey, look, I'm like Will Smith. He say he'll ride the aliens all the way to the bank. I will pimp until it ain't no more pimping left in me. Consider the role pimp. I got you.
Yeah, man. So, I'm actually, I have like 4 films lined up. I'm working on this one, then I have another one, then I have one with Fabio, Morgan Freeman, Tyrese Gibson, which is, I'm producing it. I'm not directing it, but I'm producing it, but I'm the writer, you know, for all of them. So, by the way, I'm from Haiti, you know, Sapase.
Sapase Naboule. Hey, man, you know I'm from Miami.
Oh, wow.
You know I know about Sapase. Come on, Naboule, man. Please. I'm joking, but part of me is Haitian, being from Miami. I eat griot. Come on now.
Oh, wow. Nice, man. It's funny. My granddad used to be the president of Haiti.
Whoa.
You know? Yeah, so I escaped from Haiti to come to America to pursue my dream as a filmmaker. But in Haiti, when my granddad was president, my dad wanted me to follow his footsteps, you know, by, you know, going after the same thing he's doing. But I never really liked politics because so much crime and stress and drama, things like that. You know, I love producing and acting better. You know, when I came here, I got a part on Bad Boys 2.
Yeah, I remember that. I think, you know, do you know a guy by the name of Estime? You heard the last name Estime before?
Yeah, it sounds familiar, yeah.
Well, we're going to talk later, Roman, because my best friend in Miami today, still my best friend, Herb Estime, him and his brother, I know you know his cousin Mike Estime, who is on Everybody Hates Chris. He's an actor and a comedian out here. I run into him all the time at the club.
Okay, yeah. I also have a club I just started promoting in Hollywood, the penthouse off of Hollywood and Highland, next to Forever 21. So,
okay, what nights is your club kicking up, bro? What night?
Friday. You know, Friday, just come and hang out in the VIP with me, man.
I'm going to be there. All right, we got to get back to more of the show, man. But listen, we got to do an interview on you, you know what I'm saying, have you call in and do a live interview on you as well, man. I'm really looking forward to doing a lot more work with you. And I just sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, brother, brother to brother, want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this with you.
Yeah, and to tell you, man, how, you know, smart I know you are, I'm also going to be opening a radio show, which is on 1860. So I would love you also to be part of my co-host as well.
Oh, man.
You know, bringing the comedy.
You know I'll be there, brother. Stop by say, man. I'll be there.
Nabule.
Nabule. All
right, man.
Thanks a lot for your time.
All right, thank you very much. And everybody can follow the film on Facebook, which is Tragedy of Mother and Son. You know, since I have an accent, you can just look it up and give it to everybody again. So it's just Tragedy of Mother and Son on Tragedy.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take your link and I'm going to share it on my page, and I'm going to also continue to advertise you on this station and everywhere I go, man, and let everybody know the wonderful things that you're doing, my brother.
That's what I'm talking about. We gotta link up and team up and make something big happen, man.
For sure. I'm looking forward to it. All right, man. You have a good day, bro. All right.
You too. Bye, Ms. Nia.
Have a great one and continued success. I'll go ahead and paste that on my page as well as soon as I get that from you, Trey.
All right, appreciate that, Nia. Take care, Romaine. All right. So, Nia, you see what's happening, don't you?
Doing your thing and continuing your role, right?
I mean, hey, man, God is so good, man. The blessing, it just keeps coming through. And I also want to share with the family, I signed with a major management company today. I'm going to send y'all that link. And also, Nia, some more good news. I have been selected to compete in the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition May 18th through the 20th. Mike Epps has competed in this competition. Jamie Foxx has competed in this competition. Chris Tucker has competed in this competition. So that's just to give everybody a heads up on where your boy Trey is going. We doing big things. We're going to play a song real quick. We're going to come back because the lines are lit up, man. People ready to chop it up. And Nia, before we bring it and let everybody chop it up, I'm going to let you finish a little bit more of your coffee so you can explain to the family why your host didn't hear from you until 5 minutes before showtime. As soon as I can talk about this. LA, Vegas, connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm bottles from Trey Love, baby, saying, you know what's up, baby, let me do my stuff. Let's
master. Master. Want me slow, want me fast, it doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal, I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver, invent the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a
it's the L.A. Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gon' rock.
Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gon' rock.
Kill Roy. Trey Love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gon' rock her. Yeah. We gon' take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gon' rock her.
Baby, you better take that home. Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. Hey, for those of you who do not know, that is my single, I'ma Rock Her. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do. I rock them, roll them, Facebook, so I can poke them. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do. That's how I get down. And fortunately, you know, today is just such a blessed day, man. I have one of my greatest supporters on the line right now who actually made a request. Let me, y'all roll with me. One of my greatest supporters, Miss Shaquille, she actually is on the line. She got a request. We're going to play this one song. And then from there, y'all, what we're going to do is we're going to take a moment to it's going to be myself and Nia on the line. We also got a young lady by the name of Shawnee B on the line. And before we get into our relationship topic, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to discuss a little bit of the Trayvon Martin incident. There's no way humanly possible as a person in media, an African-American with this type of voice and reaching these type of numbers, thanks to my co-host, Ms. Nia Hernandez. Got to give her a major, major shout-out for all the work she does. I have never had this many callers call in until she came to, so I don't know what it is. I think a boy needed a girl. But I have a very special friend, co-host, a friend and supporter of Handsome Life Radio who wants to come in and actually made a request for a song that she wants to hear. And once we do that, we're going to get down and talk about the tragic loss of this young man's life, and we're going to get down to the bottom of some things right here on Handsome Life Radio. So welcome to the lines, my friend and yours, Miss Shaquise. How are you today, darling?
I am awesome. I am Shaquise, and you're listening to Handsome Life Radio with Trey Love and Miss Nia, and I'm requesting Trey Gang.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Without any further ado, get your Trey game on.
Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.
To get your Trey game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, King, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. Live, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless, the narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be stole your girl for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. Hit the gym in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey Love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey game on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.
Keith wanted to hear that, you know what I'm saying? That's one of them ones, man, that's in the bank. Y'all ain't ready. Hold on. Because I know my girl Nia, she tried to play me like on the auto-tune. So watch this, Nia. This for you.
Get your Trey game on, on, on.
Get your trade game on, on, on. Get your trade game on.
That was for Nia, Nia. So I want you to understand that there's no, there's no auto tunes in here. Okay. I just got my trade game on, on, on. I'm just making sure you know. So next time, you know what I'm saying, you hit one of these fly cuts, you'd be like, the nigga can sing. No, I'm just All right, I got to thank my, like I said, just one of the amazing supporters, man. She called in and wanted to hear that song. Like, look, I want to hear Trey Game, which everyone that is going to be available on iTunes, CD Baby, coming soon, man. I got a whole bunch of cuts that I'm putting together. Album dropping in July 2012. So I have my co-host on the line. And once we talk to her, we're going to go and to our in-house attorney, Ateria Clark, and get more details. You know, I'm sure people want details. And feel free. I got we got our girl Shawnee B on the line as well, and we also have Shaquise. So what we're going to do is once we find out what the hell going on with Nia, and then from there we're going to we're going to chop it up with our attorney and get down and dirty and really, you know, let everyone know that we are standing in the support of Trayvon Martin's family, and may his beautiful young soul rest in peace, young man. Too bad you had to go so soon. So, Ms. Hernandez.
Yes, Mr. Love.
How you doing? How you doing today? Talk to the people. Just,
I'm doing better. Thank you for asking and caring and putting it out there.
No, I do care. I do care. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell, because see, my listeners need to know and understand the stress I go through, you know, the job I do. You know, you got these women, you know, they're pretty and everything. So, you know, when they're pretty women, you know, pretty women have a tendency to just, well, I'm busy. I'll call him back. You know what I'm saying? Trey, I'm tied up, so. I'm hitting Nia all day, y'all. I want the family to know. I'm telling on her. I hit Nia all day. I'm texting her this morning. Like, look, just want you to know, hey, how you doing? Y'all, 15 minutes before the show, I'm sitting over here like, do I have a co-host? And then 5 minutes, y'all, like 6:55, I'm good. That's the text I got. So when you working with sister, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm good.
Hey, look, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We have, you know, this is real people, you know what I'm saying, doing real things. And that's why, I love to share especially little stuff like that with the family so they know the stress I'm under. And I just, again, before I even let you talk, I just want to thank you for just being, man, just being amazing. I mean, you've really come through. You've revamped the station to a whole nother level. Also, there's been a few pretty pictures popping up. Why don't you tell the people a little bit about that?
Oh, about the pictures, I would love to talk about the pictures. So we had an amazing time, myself, you, Nora Cho. Shout out to my girl, your girl. She is one amazing woman. amazing time doing the photo shoot. I look forward to seeing some more of the shots because we got some good stuff, so I'm excited to share that with everybody. Yeah, and then you and I in the bathtub. It wasn't quite the way I imagined it, but, you know, it worked.
Hey, I swear, as soon as baby mama seen that one, she was like, I like that. Y'all kicking
good,
it back because it shows. Yeah, she
there.
Got my back. She got my back. She don't mind me bathing with other women. You know, she cool with it. You know what I'm saying? She don't bring home no babies. Don't bring home nothing but
don't
a check.
Play. Call into the show one day and they're like,
I know, right? I'm scared. Like, I'm just serious. Don't pay me no attention. Woo. So tell the people what held you up, where you needed some coffee and everything and time to recollect before you came to the show today.
You are just putting me on blast.
Man,
so honestly, I had to get my beauty rest. I consider myself a princess, if not a queen, and I was up all night. Got no sleep, up all morning, got no sleep. 4 o'clock, came ringing around the corner, and, yeah, it was like somebody popped me over my head. It was like, you're going down, and down I went. And I said, you know what? Trey will understand.
Oh, you know I got your back. So let me see here. So I'm just put this on out there because, you know, like I said, we got the family listening, and, we keep things private. But, okay, you say, I'm going to just put it like this here. This is out of curiosity. And the family, I know everybody listening, you say you was up all night, right? And then you was up all morning, right? Here's my one question. What's his name?
What?
You ain't going.
What kind of madness?
Answer the question. Sounded guilty.
Know.
I know the family heard you. What?
There is no need to knock it
family.
Off.
Okay, we're going to bring our in-house attorney in because she's a woman just like you, and I'm going to ask her before she get into the Trayvon Martin thing. I need her opinion. Hold on. Let me make sure she's on the line. Interior Clark, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly. Now, let me ask you something, Terry. Have you been paying attention to, say, the last 3 to 5 minutes of the show?
In all honesty, I was playing with my nephew, so I missed the last things you were saying.
Okay, I got to cut her off. She can't even help us out. I got to go to Shaquise, because I know Shaquise. That's my girl. She's holding us down. Terry is too busy playing with her nephew.
You know Shaquise. What? I'm going to be mad just because it ain't no him.
Okay.
What got you up all night and it ain't no him involved? All
Hello.
Night.
Hello.
And there ain't no man involved.
Uh-uh. And I just want to put it out there to the family. Today's show topic is monogamy. So that's a good way to kind of get everything started. You know what I'm saying? Since Nia was up all night. Were you up all night and all morning being monogamous?
I was. I most definitely was. Yes. Yes.
Can you at least call them Duracell or Energizer or come on, Everready?
We need a name for him. Come with it. Come
Ooh,
with
no,
it.
Not
What's
I,
his
not
name?
I.
We are all in your business.
Real thing.
Did she say the real thing? We love
no,
putting up things out there.
No substitute. No.
Hey, but So basically, he took care of everything, you know, got your groove back. No,
we are not
what?
Having a conversation. This conversation
no,
is...
No, listen. How you going to say we're not having a conversation? You started, sister. You just said, I was up all night.
I was telling you why I was so tired. Oh, my gosh.
Well, now I know, because you've been
yes.
up all night and all morning. So, no, give me a little, give it to the people. Come on, this is Reality Handsome Life Radio. People want to know. I know I do.
Just talking and working and talking and working, and that was all, and that was it.
So
let me see.
Tired.
A four-letter word, a four-letter
tired.
Word. Okay, a four-letter word like work. A four-letter word for work, working. A four-letter word with the ing. So you up all night working?
Oh no! I'm sure we have a topic we're supposed to be covering right now.
We do have a topic, and you the girl got in your business.
I have nothing else to say. I got nothing.
And y'all, Nia always answer my calls. She answered my calls. She answered my texts. And I'm going to tell you, this is why I was nervous. I ain't heard nothing from Nia all morning. I'm like, dang, okay, look, we're about to do the show. So it's quite obvious to me that she's fine now. She's fine.
I am fine. I needed a nap. And once I got my nap, just like a baby, I'm up. I'm
you know
ready
what?
To go.
Before we even get into the topic, let's go and bring Shiny B in because I know Shiny B probably got an opinion as well. Shiny B, welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How are you today, darling?
I am doing just fine. I swear I can't stop laughing at y'all.
Okay, because I know you heard.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Let me tell you something, Shiny B. It's my pleasure, a joy, and utter recreation to have you on the line. And I want to thank you for taking the time out of your beautiful, precious life to call in and play with us on Handsome Life Radio. So we're going to let you go on and jump right in. And we're going to get on the co-host for the day that I couldn't get in touch with because, as she said, she said herself. She said, I started coming to you. No, she said, I was up all night.
Oh, my God.
Well,
and all
you know what,
morning.
I'll say it like this, Miss Nia. Whether it was the four-letter word work or the other four-letter word, I'm sure it was well-deserved, sister. It's all good. And I wanted to see that bathroom picture, that bathtub picture. I wanted to see that one. Because me and Nia has been like, checking out all of the pictures and stuff, and like that's what got me messing with her tonight, because that picture she has with Art is like phenomenal. And
the picture she has with what?
Being on the show, the picture she had with Art where they're sitting, she knows what I'm talking about. We just hit up each other not too long ago. That picture shows so much chemistry. I am so pro relationship, I swear. I mean, I've had my comes and goes. And at this point, I'm not in a committed relationship per se, but when I say that it's a wonderful, beautiful thing to see chemistry between a man and a woman, and you can just see it through even a portrait, that's awesome. That is absolutely awesome.
Well,
it
thank
really
you so
is.
Much. Thank you. And so you're the Shiny
you know
B that's right here. You're the Shiny B right here on Facebook, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. You right there. What's up, Shiny B? Yo, go to my Facebook page, y'all. Artistically Trey Love, Shiny B Show. This young lady is giving us, she's referring to, I picked Nia, just let me know. You know,
yes.
No, me and Nia are not four-letter wording together.
No,
we're
not.
What?
You had
to jump in.
Yeah,
I swear I saw Trey's picture with the baby, and I'm just like, knowing, oh, my God, they're a couple. That is awesome picture.
And then I sent her a message and said, yes, congratulations to Trey and Sia for their beautiful, beautiful.
Girl, that is a beautiful baby. He's such a proud paw. He is a proud paw.
I love
him. Oh, my God. And then, you know what? I haven't seen any pictures of his committed significant, so I'm not knowing. I'm like, oh, my God, no wonder they have this beautiful baby. Look at that. Oh, my God, this baby. Oh, my God. I tell you what, both of you guys and significant others are making me very happy because it's portrayed independently on your picture. You guys did the damn thing, okay? You did the damn thing.
Nia, what's up? She think we four-letter word.
Oh, my God. I really thought so. You know what? You got to show me the bathroom picture for sure now. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Oh.
I got to see that one. Oh, yes.
God. Oh, God. My stomach. Oh, God. Okay. Listen.
But you know what?
Oh, y'all got
okay.
me over here dying. Listen, you know what? While I'm on the line with y'all, I'm going to dress up another bathroom picture because we finna have some fun. They think me and Nia is four-letter words.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
My first, you know, appearance on the show. Now, come on. Give me a break.
Hey, sweetheart. Your assumption is very, how you say, I'm flattered. I don't know how.
I tell you what, if I ever get a hiring gig for needing actors and actresses, hell yeah, you're on the top. Yes, you are.
There you go. There you go. That's another gig. I'm booking gigs off the radio show now. Y'all hear me? The church better pay attention and say amen. Can I get every hallelujah from everybody? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Damn, throw it up, y'all. Because when Allah is moving.
Your up and coming gig too, Trey Love.
Oh, thank you so very much. Let me just share with the family,
awesome.
Man. How I'm glad. Let me run a couple of things
that's
down real quick. Thank you. And I just want to tell the family that it's so much going on and moving in my life. God has had so much favor over me. For the people that have been with me, like someone like Shaquise that's been riding with me for about the last couple of years now, knows my LA struggle. I've been through some things out here. You know what I'm saying, y'all? But the thing that I am is what I am first, and what I love that God has put in me is he made me a man. Not just a man physically, but a man in the way I think, a man in the way I operate, and a man in the way I do things. And last but not least, a man in the way I carry myself. I have a character that people are paying attention to, and they're starting to see, you know, what Trey Love is really. I always tell people, Trey Love is my alter ego. Lewis Smith is a shy brother. A lot of people don't know. I'm really very shy. Who laughing? Who laughing? Four-letter words, you.
That's not Johnny B is laughing at you all the way to the
four,
yeah,
four-letter word. Four-letter word, work you. No, I'm just anyway,
oh
work
my
you.
Goodness.
Anyway, that's my new one, y'all. Work you. Anyway, work you. But just to tell you guys, I've, of course, you know, had some ups and downs in my career. Just as any actor, comedian, business person, we all have ups and downs. But now the upswing that the Father has me on is amazing. For those of you who know, look up Bay Area Black Comedy Competition. Yo, I'm going to be hanging with some major heavyweights. And you know it. For those of you who know, Nia has had the opportunity of seeing me on stage. You know when I get that microphone in my hand, it's going to be the business, because I'm not holding back, not nary punch. I'm letting off every bullet that I got in the gun. So to my other comedy brethren that I see out there, man, it's going to be love to see y'all, but just know I'm getting down. Also, I want to shout out, Nia and I will be hosting an event this weekend, the Noir et Blanc. That's Saturday, March 31st from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. 431 West 7th Street, the Los Angeles Athletic Club. Also, April 21st, you guys can catch me hosting an opening for Elder Barger Jr., Brian White, and Reagan Gomez's birthday parties. That's going to be April 21st. That's going to be that's done by my main man, Mr. Deshaun Gabeza. I want to give Deshaun a major shout-out, man. He had an all-black affair with Tank Friday night at the Highlands, and, I mean, the show was off the hinges. And I'm going to say flat-out, brothers, y'all missed it. It was wall to wall working women in there, workers, like women you could work with. You get women you could work with. I ain't gonna let that one go. It was a lot of women that we could four letter word with in there, fellas. You know what I'm saying? So major shout out to Deshaun, and I want to say to Deshaun, thank you for having my back, bro, and really giving me the opportunities that you're giving me to do these shows with you, bro. Appreciate you and much love for that. Last but not least, this upcoming Friday, Jamal JMP Parker is having a big party in the IE for his birthday. So we're going to celebrate that, man. Y'all down with it?
We are down. That's one.
You ladies.
In the house. We there.
I'm going to dedicate this song to my lovely co-host, and from there, we're going to come back, and we're going to have a 3 o'clock, our attorney, to talk to us about, some of this Trayvon Martin stuff, because it's a very touchy subject. It's hurtful. It's painful. And it's one of those things, as a race, as black people, we kind of say to ourselves, when is it going to end? When? At what point is there enough? And it seems like, you know, they continue to slap us in the face. This guy is supposedly the son of some retired judge. I don't give a damn if he was the damn, and this is straight up, excuse my language, and I know y'all going to say I'm blaspheming, but I don't give a damn if he's the son of God. If what he did by shooting that young African-American boy in his chest, it's just horrific. So when we come back, man, we're going to talk about it, have our attorney jump in. I hope she's listening. You got time to play with your nephew. You need to get on the radio, do your job. You understand what I'm saying? We need you over here. Have some like radio. Tune in. Tell a friend. That the Playboy Comedy is in. BlogTalkRadio.com/HandsomeLife 310-861-2317. This song goes out to my co-host. Keep up the good work.
Hey, she got an angel eyes with the baby face.
Yo, but she's a freak, yo.
I am a mama and daddy meet her, maybe have my baby.
Man, but she's a freak, yo.
And keep loving her such a big girlie, can't keep up with your face. You're mine.
Yo, yo, so I say,
you're mine.
What you doing? My mama told me, everything's fine, ain't the finest. And everything is shining a diamond. They say the change come with time and I'm finding. And most bitches take your kindness for blindness. Yeah, feel good laying here beside you. Digging deep all nine up beside you. But we can kick it out in public, gotta hide you. Cause all my partners in the hood done tried you. It's true that you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Well, listen, shouted, maybe I don't want a housewife. They say that you a freak, I'm thinking that they about right. Because their piss is so good and your mouth tight. A pretty face, slim waist. I'm a stout knife. Shoot the ass that the niggas in the south like. Super sexy, got a nigga thinking about a wife. Wearing all white, being with her for life.
She's a freak, though. She got an angel eyes with a baby face.
She's a freak, though.
I want my mama and daddy to meet her. Maybe have my baby.
But she's a freak, though.
And keep loving
the stuff
that they're good at. Can't keep up with your face. You're mine.
Hey,
you're mine.
You're my super. The main thing making niggas judge you is the same thing that make me wanna love you. From the smell of your hair, I wanna hug you. To the way you yell, give it to me when I fuck you. Plus, you ain't trippin' off a nigga cause he thuggin'. That's why I'm twice as happy as relationships are buzzin'. But my partner say you trickin' with his cousin. But never mind, I don't listen, they be buggin'. They find it hard to understand how to tip love. This club, with a man and not a strip club. Well, maybe cuz tip clubs, leaving with girls. And in the morning, they'll be waking up with six girls. They don't know we more like homies when we pick girls. Why you worried about it? He ain't gotta make you his girl. Fuck what he think about you, I think you the shit, girl. Make me wanna bring another kid in the world. But she a freak, though.
She got an angel eyes with the baby face.
But she's a freak, though.
I want my mama and daddy to meet her, maybe have my baby.
But she's a freak, though.
And keep loving the stuff that they're killing. Can't keep up with your face. You're mine. You're mine.
You're my super. I've been told every nigga in the streets know she nothing but a freak hoe. But when I look in them pretty eyes, I don't see it though. Now she done showed me some shit that I ain't see before. But what we do behind closed doors is for me to know. All in all, I've decided I'ma keep her though. I'm a fucking grown man, what I'm creeping for? Just try me by the focus, what I'm told heaters for. I die by the for a real good reason though. That's how I feel, let my partners and my mama know. Keep it real, all the disrespect has gotta go. I disrespect that she herself and she don't hide it. Though she may have been a tad misguided, I'm all she need is a little affection, a lot of direction, a nigga with a constant direction, and I don't waste plenty of time contemplating, second guessing, procrastinating. I wanna buy a ring and pop the question, she a freak though.
She got an angel eyes with the baby face.
She's a freak though.
I want my mama and daddy to meet her, maybe have my baby.
But she's a freak though.
Big sight, new tank, hook up, big church. Y'all know how this shit go, you know.
All eyes on me. Buffalo.
Roll up in the club.
Yeah, right. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you steal down, nigga, holler when you see me. And let these devils suck for the day they finally free me. I got a caravan of niggas.
Life 310-861-2317. Man, tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy's in. Make a call, don't stall, because the pimple will never fall. Hey, that was a little Tupac, All Eyes on Me. First song, I was messing with my co-host, doing her thing, saying she was up all night working and talking. So she was four-letter wording and talking. You're going to kill me, but that's my girl, man, and a half. She's an amazing, amazing co-host, man. She brings a lot to the table. Again, we had a phenomenal photo shoot this past week. Myself, her, Nora Cho. Shout out to my buddy, my friend, my dog, my photographer, Mr. Donald C, man, Velvet Roast, man. Me and Donald go back a long way, man. We ride them red carpets all the way out, man. Grind them out till ain't no more grinding. You know what I'm saying? We got to grind to shine. And I just want to tell y'all, man, everybody think that Tupac is alive. Tupac is alive. I'm here to tell you. I was at the McDonald's the other day. He came in. He said, everybody, all fries on me. See, yeah, I know. I'm not going to hell by myself because y'all laughing with me. You understand what I'm saying? And then also, another thing too. Come to think of it, dang. I can tell you, a lot of people don't know, but see, some people do know, but some people don't know who actually did kill Tupac. I know who killed Tupac. I'm telling you, I got the evidence. It's all on tape. Marlon Wayans did it. You ain't see that movie, Above the Rim? Marlon Wayans. Ooh. Anyway. Nia say, ooh, why, what? What? All fries on me, seriously. I mean, I'm telling you, it was unlimited fries. I'm talking about for the whole McDonald's. He just bought all the fries.
That's
what's up,
bit.
Working girl? Four-letter word.
I'm going to sock you. That's going to be our new sock. Like, as
oh,
in, I'm going to sock you. Yeah.
So you, that's another four-letter word. But that's what
letter
you
word.
Do to me. You know, look, I take them how I can get them. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't turning nothing down but my collar. All right. All right, on a more serious note, y'all, let's go ahead and get this. And I also want to do a little talking, y'all. I did some writing about my girl Whitney, man. We're just dealing with so much, y'all. Today's topic is monogamy. We just spent the first hour of the show messing around, which we can. You know what I'm saying? This is our show. This is Handsome Black, so we have a good time. But we want to talk about the Trayvon Martin thing. From there, I want to discuss, you know, the tragic loss of our queen, Whitney Houston. And then we're going to go into the monogamy subject and chop it up, man. Have, you know, listeners call in and get down, man, you know, and talk about, you know, we already have Shaquise and Shawnee B on the line, and we can discuss monogamy. I wish more fellas, I'm going to hit some of my guy friends up. And ladies, hit your guys up, too, while you're online, and text them the link and the number. The link is blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, and the number is 310-861-2317. Have some fellas call in so we can kind of diversify, because fortunately I have all of these beautiful women in here, but we do need other fellas to call in, because fellas, again, you know, this is how we get educated. A lot of fellas, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, you know, can't appreciate a forum like this, but this is a great forum, I feel, for us to grow in order to get to know each other as sexes. I think in order for us to get to know each other, men and women should talk. Women should discuss their feelings. Men should discuss their feelings. And that's why we do this segment every week, Relationship Woes. So we're going to go ahead and bring our in-house attorney in, and we're going to get started, man, and talk about the tragic loss of this young man, Mr. Trayvon Martin. So we want to welcome to the show Attorney Ateria S. Clark. What's up?
Hello, Trey. Hello, Mia.
Hey.
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 Yeah, we're here.
Okay. This Trayvon Martin story is just getting more out of hand as the days go by. I mean, we're on, 31 days now, and the Zimmerman guy has still not been arrested. And, I mean, today so much stuff came out about the fact that just Zimmerman's guy's father is a former magistrate, which is similar to like a judge, but it's not really a judge. But apparently his father had a position of being a judge-like authority in the Florida courts, and his mother apparently is a court clerk. And so that news came out today. And I've just been on the different boards and different social networks, and I mean, some of the comments that I've been seeing recently have just been really mind-boggling, but I just really don't understand why he hasn't been arrested at this point.
Yeah, and I just want to say flat out, and you do sound a little echoey, so if you can, it's okay, but if you can jump back on when you talk with us, because you sound a little echoey. But I just want to say to the family, I mean, straight up, you know, I'm from Florida. I've lived in cities like your LaBelle's, your Clewiston's. These are cities, for those of you who have traveled and know that, just like per se living in California, there are many, many cities. There are many cities that are, California is a big state, but there are many cities within this one state. So within Florida, when you think Florida, you think Miami, but don't forget that's down south. So you still have a very a southern way of looking at things. And it really is mind-boggling as a father, as a black man, as two things, as a dad and as a black man. It's really horrific when I look at my nephews, when I think about even myself being, you know, a young black man, and just some of the situations that I've been blessed to get out of. And what really gets to me is, you know, when you really think about this, a 17-year-old boy, I mean, we've all been 17, but, you know, for those of us who are blessed to make it, you know, you never know what life can bring to you. But to be a 17-year-old child and to have your life at I mean, such a critical point. I mean, the boy at 17, he hasn't even lived to have your you know, you have a childhood, but to just be a part of embarking on his manhood and his life to be chopped down. Okay, here's the thing. It's unforgivable, but there's nothing we can do. This is the thing. We cannot bring Trayvon Martin back. That we can't do. But what we can do, and what I'm seeing is black people, I'm very proud of us now. What I'm seeing, what we will do is we will get justice for this young man. You know, when I listen to the tape and I hear the police officer telling George Zimmerman to, okay, Arteria, I'm getting ready to block you for a minute because you back there fighting babies and stuff. Was that you saying stop with the baby?
No, that was my brother. I didn't know you could hear him. Let me close the door.
Okay, but yeah, family, what I was saying was when it comes to situations like this, you know what I'm saying, and you know, George Zimmerman having not been arrested and it's 31 days, and even on a 911 call, you can literally hear the police officer telling George Zimmerman to stop. He's telling them, yeah, I'm in pursuit of this guy. The police officer on the 911 call, it's all over the news. See, they can't retract this. Now they're trying to say, oh, it was self-defense. How is it self-defense when the police officer, you're saying that you're in pursuit of someone? That's like me walking down the street, y'all, literally, I'm walking down the street, and someone to call the police and come up behind me while I'm walking down the street with some damn Skittles in my pocket and a soda. Somebody walking down the street behind me calling the police saying, yeah, someone looks suspicious. And the police officer told him, I don't need you to do that. You need to fall back. And then moments later, you end up pulling the trigger and shooting this young man in his chest, killing him. 17 years old, black man on the street, murdered, killed like a dog. And I do appreciate, I'm just going to say straight up, to my race, and I hate to say this, that it took something this tragic to get us to mount back up, but I'm glad to see that we're not backing down on this. So one shout out for us as a people, finally, thank you. I want to say to my black people, thank you for standing up, coming together, and seeing something, and not taking this. You understand? But see, here's the thing. We need to look at the, in my opinion now, this is Trey Love's opinion, the Trayvon Martin situation, we need to look at that as our entire lives, black people. We need to look at that the same way as we look at the job market, the same way we look at the reason why foreigners can come over here and get loans and own businesses. We need to look at this the same way. We need to have that much fight and that much zeal and that much go-getting every single day about every situation. Let's rise up as a people. I'm going to put it on out there. You know what I mean? You got any opinions, co-host?
Well, I think you pretty much covered everything that I wanted to say, and that's more just that, you know, the young man was being, you know, stalked, so to speak. I mean, you're telling the police you're in pursuit and this person's looking suspicious. You're talking about neighborhood watch. You're not an officer of the law. You're neighborhood watch. Watch the neighborhood, call the police, tell the police what you see. That's the extent of your job. Why is this man carrying a gun? Why is he in pursuit of someone? Did he see a crime take place? Did he see an attack occur? I mean, you're not trying to preserve anyone's life. Why are you carrying a gun? Why are you firing and discharging the gun? You know, whether or not there was a scuffle, I wasn't there. I don't know what occurred. But understand that if you or somebody following me and I turn around and I don't know what you have on you, but I do know that you have been following me for a block or two, and it's dark and it's late night, I have the right to defend myself. I don't know what your intentions are. That young man turned around and saw someone following him, and if he hit him or put his hands on him, that's in self-defense. You're pursuing
right.
him. And so it's horrible that, you know, we've lost another youth, another life to, you know, something that's so horrific. But what I find more insufferable is that the legal system in Florida has allowed this to go on for so long, and they're trying to turn this into a, well, he had a bag of weed on him. I don't care if he had 10,000 kilos of coke on him. He wasn't harming anyone. He didn't do anything to someone until someone pursued him and threatened his life. And at that point, to me, he had the right to do what he needed to do to protect himself in the streets, late night, by himself.
I'm just literally horrified. I'm going to go on and bring Shani B on the line and let her, you know, discuss this subject a little bit because, you know, these are our callers, man, and let our callers discuss, you know, what's going on. So I'm going to bring her on, and I'm bring Shaquise on. And then from there, we're going to go ahead and get into our topic for today, which is monogamy. So, Shawnee, you know, what's your take on the situation?
You know, when all of this occurred, I could just, like, envision my own son. I have a son that will be 23 this year, and I have a daughter that will turn 17. And it could have been either of them. It didn't matter whether Trayvon was a boy or
right.
if it would have been a girl. I mean, it's the same situation. And I'm like, Mia, I mean, who are you to have a gun on a neighborhood watch? You know,
right.
you're not the authorities. And it's like there was nothing that possibly, regardless of what this young man was doing, that could justify his life being taken away from us. I mean, he could have been the next Obama. We don't know
That's right.
what
That's
gift
right.
that he was given to mm. us on this earth and at this present moment, but we'll never know now. And he taken that away from us. And as mm. a mother, you know, as a sister, as, you know, an aunt, I can't fathom the thought of what pain the people in his family are going through for such a senseless crime, because it was a senseless crime. And let
yes,
it have
was.
Been any of us right in the hood, because I'm
mm-hmm.
originally from South Central Los Angeles.
Uh-oh.
I am living in Texas at this time. Yes, I'm an original South Central girl right behind Crenshaw High School. Yes, I am. And
Uh-oh.
Let it have been one of, you know, I mean, this could have just even been my brother. I have a brother. I mean, there's nothing that can justify, period, in the most simple words, there is nothing that can justify the loss that we have for Trayvon Martin.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and thank you so much for your kind and encouraging words. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to let Shaquise jump in and get some, man.
Okay.
Like I say, man, Mr. Trayvon Martin, I just want to say to you, man, to your spirit, this is for you, man. We just taking a moment to make sure that here on Handsome Life Radio, we make your voice heard because it was taken from us. So we're here to talk for you. I just want you to know that, young man. May your soul rest in peace. But we right here, man, and we're going to hold you down, young man. We pushing for Trayvon Martin Day. So, Shaquise, go ahead and give us a little bit of your rundown and feelings and emotions about this tragic situation.
Oh, gosh. It's only but obvious. There's so many things Zimmerman could have been held on, having a army weapon, a 9mm, walking the streets with a 9mm, imposing neighborhood watch. He was not listed with the federal neighborhood watch. There's so many things he could have been held on alone, like you all are saying, but why he's being held up or allowed to be free, time will only tell. There's something going on. Time will only tell. As far as Trayvon Martin goes, Lord knows, I have a son. And my thoughts and prayers definitely go out to his family. However, Trey, you made a very valid point. It's a shame that it took Trayvon Martin for us to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
There on change.org, there's approximately 2 million, if not more by now, signatures have been signed. But how many of our homies, our homegirls, we know, been laid to rest and the killer is walking free?
Mm-hmm.
This happens almost every day in our neighborhoods. And it's sad. Once again, I do feel for Trayvon and his family. But this has been going on for so long, and it sickens
yep.
me that all of a sudden we are fight the power.
Right.
Sick.
Now
you
all
know,
of a sudden we're jumping
we
back.
We have a mother that's in prison right now because her child went to school out of her school district.
Right. Right.
You know, you're killing me. You're killing me.
And
so
then to top it off,
they
arrested, I don't know what happened, but somebody, I think it was baby powder or something, somebody threw some baby powder on one of the Kardashians and they in jail.
Right.
Oh.
We got Casey Anthony walking free for killing her child. I mean, give it a rest. Is this all to nitpick at President Obama? Do you want the nigga to come out in him? And forgive me, I don't normally say that word, but do you want this to come out in him? That's what
well,
it
I'm letting
like
you know right
a
now.
A lot of little stuff nipping at President Obama. Troy Davis, Sean Bell. There's so many things nipping at President
yep,
Obama.
Yep, Troy Davis, Sean Bell. Yep, they, and you know, about, well, I just want to say to the American public, you, Shaquise, and to everyone, to Nia. Hi, Nia, how are you? To Shani B, how are you? Shaquise, I hope you're holding it down. To the American public, I want everyone to know that I'm sick of this bullshit, okay? I'm not going for it anymore. I'm coming to get that George fucker Zimmerman, and I'm going to bust your ass, okay? Did you see what happened to Osama bin Laden? Did you see what happened, George? Yeah, pay attention.
I'm a ride or die chick. We go after him together. Do you hear me?
You know, back in the day, he would have came and missed him by now. I'm just saying.
Hey, quiet as kept, y'all. Quiet as kept. They say he's in hiding. Ain't no telling. You know, I released the Secret Service and told him I wanted that motherfucker dead or alive. No, let me.
Hey, we found Bin Laden. What's up with that? You know what I'm saying?
Well, hey, you know, you see that fucker, what's his name, before me, Georgie Porgy, you see that fucker couldn't find Osama. As soon as I got in, 6 months later, the motherfucker was dead, okay?
There
I need
you
all
go.
You Americans to realize and recognize who the hell I am. I am Barack motherfucking Obama, bitches. So understand, George, I'm coming for your ass. This next song is dedicated to the young man who lost his life too soon. We're going to have a moment of silence for you, but I'm letting you know, George Zimmerman, I'm coming for that ass.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wait back.
Handsomelife 310-861-2317. Call in. I just got some pretty tragic news. One of our affiliates, Marcia, DJ Mamacita, her cousin has just been shot. He's still alive, hopefully. So she's on her way to the hospital. It's just one of those things, y'all. You know, I say to all of us, you know what I'm saying, African Americans, especially African Americans, because it's not like I'm not going to sit here and act as this. I've done a show on that before. You know, white people have problems too. They go through the same things we do. Every race does. But to me, it's just very much more prevalent in our race. And I guess we're a lot more, what we do is just put a lot more exposed than other people's stuff. So I'm just my heart's heavy, y'all, but you know I have to keep things going, man. I can't just I can't fall, you know. So no matter what happens in life, you know, I've suffered great tragedies, but through all these tragedies, y'all, you know, I still have to, you know, the one thing I've learned is that life still goes on. So we have to pray for the people that go through such tragic and horrific things, and do our best to continue to help them. So again, to Trayvon Martin's family, because I know that his soul is in a totally different place. And this next song I'm going to dedicate to you, young brother, because I'm very proud of you. I'm proud of you for just being you, man, for being born. And you lost your life, young man, but I'm going to tell you right now today, you're making a change. You're a symbol. You are a symbol. And hopefully someone, a few of us, I mean, hopefully a few of us are willing to incorporate the spirit of a Dr. Martin Luther King, the spirit of a Malcolm X, and realize that we can't live in fear of the system. We can't live in fear of the government. We have to be go-getters. We have to protect ourselves from even the government, and that's the God's honest truth. So let's do what we got to do, y'all, and take care of each other. For those of you who know, last week I just found out, you know, we got the autopsy report on Whitney. In her system, there was cocaine, weed, Xanax, Benadryl, and Flexerol. That's what they say is in her system. And I'm going to just say this. I don't know, but I'm going to say this before I even go into the next song. I'm not here to judge. Neither should you be. Whitney Houston, Steve Harvey said it best at the last comedy show he did. I had such a good time. Steve went off. Steve said, Whitney Houston wasn't put here to be a pope or a leader or a Dr. Martin Luther King. She wasn't here to save you. Whitney Houston's purpose on this planet was to sing, and that she did better than any woman who's ever touched a microphone. So I want to just say to you, Whitney, no matter what happened, no matter what you went through, you're gone from us. We can't have you back, but I want to thank you as well. This song is dedicated to Whitney Houston and Trayvon Martin. Thank you both for being born. Thank you both for sharing a moment, just a moment, with us. And I pray that through whatever journey the two of you are still on, you know, because I do know that life is continuous. You always were, you always are, and you always will be. That's the thing once you discover your God-like abilities, and that's the thing I'm going to teach my child, to let her know that you don't die and leave the flesh and then you're gone. You were something, you are currently something, and you will be something once you leave this flesh, because your spirit is always there. We never die. So again, to our songstress Whitney Houston, and to a young man who lost his life way too soon, Trayvon Martin. When we come back, y'all, we're going to be talking about monogamy with Nia Hernandez.
I like a woman with a future and a past. A little attitude problem, all good, it'll make shit last. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you could do it just like that. And I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower. Running on a treadmill and only eating salad. Sound so smart, like you graduated college. Like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard, knowing you. Weekend in Miami, trying to study by the pool. Couple things do, but you always get it done. Might have been a time where I loved her too, but you take that away and you always been the one. One, I wonder why the moon looks nice, girl. Maybe it's just right for the night. You see niggas coming on too strong, girl. They want you in their life as a wife. That's why you wanna have no sex, why you wanna protest, why you wanna fight for your right. Cause you don't love them boys, pussy run they think, fuck that noise. I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl. And all I can say is, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck. And you
better am. All of them bitches, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always ride slow when I'm straddling. And my shit so wet, you gotta paddle in. Gotta roll, gotta roll your boat. It's Pink Friday, rock out on the RBO. Send this to Pop Tout on the real steel. The best legal team, so the deals is ill. That's Mac OPI in the fragrance too. Apparel, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, little gravel too. Gotta pay for the underage travel too. Cause I flip, fly, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and vibe, bitch.
don't think it hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine when all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time. It's just amazing, girls, and all I can say is proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck, and you know you are.
Hey, y'all. BlogTalkRadio.com. Last Hands of Life. 310-861-2317.
Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck, and you know you are.
Lines lit up. My co-host Mia Hernandez is in the building. We about to talk about monogamy. That's one man, one woman, standing tall, holding it down together. All right, y'all, welcome back. I'm going to play one more song, and then from there we're going to chop it up because the lines are lit up. I need to check and see who's on the line so that way we can have our conversation. So far, I know we got my co-host holding it down, do what she do, Miss Nia Hernandez. Then we got Shaquise is on the line with us as well. We have Shawnee B. We have Attorney Clark. And, oh, man, the lines are just lit up. So I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, y'all. I'm going to go on and play this cut. But before I do, I want to just tell you this Friday, March 30th, JMP, that's Jamal Parker's birthday, man, 1133 West 6th Street, Ontario, California. It's going down Friday, man. I'm going to be in the building, man, Ontario, kicking it with my partners, man. You know what I'm saying? The major promoters out there, him and RJ. Man, them was good brothers, man, real good brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? They show love and support. So, you know, Trey Love got to do the same thing back, man. So it's a brother's birthday bash. Lately, Jamal's had some, you know, health issues. So let's pray for him, man. You know what I mean? The brother, he's a good dude, man. He do what he do, you know, make these parties crack. So we got to show love to him. Also, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, April 21st, I will be hosting and opening for L. DeBarge Jr., and it is Brian White and Reagan Gomez's birthday party. Shout out to Mr. Deshaun Cabeza, man, for doing it how you do, man. Major, major big. And to everybody that's showing love, man, to my Chicago family, to my Miami family, to my Texas family, to my Georgia family, to my Louisiana family, to Marcia, man, to my East Coast over there in New York, Monica Hughes, man, to everybody around the nation just showing love, man. I mean, I think I hit all the cities that I touch regularly, Chi-Town, L.A., man. Y'all know we repping, man. And, you know, with all the tragedy going on, it's just so ironic that at my daughter's baby shower is the moment, you know, one of our relatives walked in and was like, Whitney Houston just died, you know, and that was the day of my daughter's baby shower. So I just want to say to every one of us that are above ground and living life right now, what we have to do, what we must do, and this is my call to everyone, dispel negativity. When you inhale positivity, good, and blessings. When you exhale, push all that negativity and badness out. Bad people, bad relationships, bad karma. Stay away from the unlucky, man. Stay away from the foul, the people that always have something negative to say. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't care if it's family, mom, dad, cousin, uncle, brother, sister, child, whoever. Keep them away from you because they will do nothing but bring you harm because misery loves company. So to everyone that wants love and wants to share love and wants to be a part of the mission that I'm trying to push, and that is love and peace throughout the world, man, this song is dedicated to you. When we come back, we're going to do it, man. We're going to have a good time, man. We're going to ride out. But for now, man, share my life.
My world, share my life. you're all I want. Everything I need, ooh baby, makes any difference. I give you all my heart. Girl, my sunsets anywhere you are. Maybe I'm a dreamer. You're still my queen. Your love's like a river, girl. Running right through me. Share my life.
Share.
Hey, girl.
Life.
You can trust in me.
Trust.
Baby.
Me,
you're all I want.
You are.
Hey, girl.
Want.
You're everything I need. Hey.
You're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you in my world.
Share my life, baby.
Share.
Hey, girl. You can trust in me, girl.
Trust,
baby.
Me, girl.
You're all I want.
You're all
baby.
I want.
Baby, you're everything I need. Yeah,
share.
I really mean it, babe.
Share.
Hey, girl.
Life.
I'll give you what you want, babe.
Share.
Baby.
My life.
Don't fail me now.
killers, murderers, drug killers, even the scribblers. To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah. Now I hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features, but here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Catholic need to read this, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, Radio Neeson. They say you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if it's take away from my sins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
BlogTalkRadio.com/handsomelife, man. Welcome back to the grind. We got a million callers on the line, man. I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to talk about what our subject is today, which is monogamy. Also, if you want to throw a rest in peace or a shout out or just some love, man, I think what's happened today, and I'm going to talk to my co-host about this, I think today done turned itself into Trayvon Martin Day. What you think, Nia?
It's looking that way, and that's all good.
It's looking that way, and it's all good. So well, I got a caller on the line, one of my homeboys, man, one of the major promoters with the Impresario Group on the line, wants to jump in, man. He's been holding, and so we're going to go on and let him jump on, man, and, you know, show his love and say his piece, you know what I mean? And also, we got Keisha Harris on the line, too, so she's going to be up after Mr. Brad Rush. B-Rad, what's happening with you, bro?
Oh, man, I'm up here living, up chilling, man. Shout-out to my sister, Keisha Harris, on the line waiting. Ms. Nia Hernandez, how you doing today, sweetheart?
I'm doing great, thank you, Mr. Rush. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'll be down there Friday to see you. I don't know much about, you know, like, I mean, as far as relationship goes, I was married for 6 years, and, you know, it ended for whatever reason. But I just think that the old school way of loving is what's missing in life these days anyway. You're not going to have no more of those relationships like your grandmama used to have, or even generation your parents had. So, I don't know. I just think our generation missed it somewhere along the lines, and you know, being glamorized on TV about being a player and this and this and that and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I just think that those days are pretty long gone. I mean, there's a few people out there that are still trying to hold on to those dreams, and I just think it takes people like, you know, like, I don't know, like I would say my parents are holding it down and doing it still. And all you can do is learn from the folks that's older than you.
Yeah, how long have your parents been together, Brett?
My parents been married, I'm 30 years. It'll be 31 years in June.
Wow. See, my great-grandfather and great-grandmother were together like 60 years. And like he said, though, you know, I'm thinking about, like, and the other day's topic was, you know, monogamy. It's kind of like one of those it is different, I think, with old school because people were raised a certain way. And back in the day, it was kind of like one of those, I think once you got married, no matter what, there was no such thing as divorce. There was no, you know, it just wasn't an option. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
Back in the day. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. And like you said, you know, I have to agree with you about certain things that are glamorized as far as like the videos and then, you know, this quote-unquote being a player type thing, you know what I'm saying? Because it's funny because when a guy says, man, you know, like if I was to come up, like, and Brad, you know I'm different, you know what I'm saying? Because when we talked one time, he was like, man, I think I'm kind of feeling this girl. And what did I do? I praised you for that. I praised it.
Right.
I said, you know what, man, when the right girl comes along, it's going to happen and it's going to work for you. You know, that's a good thing because the right woman can make all the difference in your life, you know. But
right.
I do a little joke about something, you know, because I call it women in the chicken house sitting around, oh, brothers ain't no good, brothers ain't no good. And I'd be like, well, look, it ain't, y'all ain't on every damn corner either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
When you're putting that kind of energy out there, you know, it takes two to tango. So if you consider yourself to be a good woman, and I'm going to tell you, like, because fellas, you know, that come from a background, like Brad coming from a background being himself, not just talking it, but being married for 6 years, you know what I mean, in a monogamous relationship. Brad, the whole 6 years you was monogamous? Come on, put it out there right now. Tell everybody.
Was I monogamous the whole 6 years?
The whole 6 years. You planted your seeds in that one woman for 6 years.
I'm gonna soft spray if you says.
Why you gotta hit me? Why you gotta hit me? I'm asking the man a question. Because we on the radio. We talk about it. Go ahead. I mean, you for the whole 6 years, it was just you and her. Tell it. Tell it.
Believe it or not, I was. I was monogamous.
I believe you though.
For 6 years.
I believe you though. I'm not utterly. Seriously, I'm joking, but I believe you because what I think is a lot of people kind of misread men and put us in a category and think, like, again, like when I talk about the hen house, for example, they say men. They don't say this man or that man. They just take all of us and put us in a category, which I think is quite unfair. What you think, Mia?
I think you're doing the same thing when you're saying, oh, how women with their hen house mentality. You know, some women out there are that way and some men out there are that way. I think we talk in generalities, and therefore we operate in generalities, and that's why we can't relate to each other. I think we definitely need to look at things on a deeper level. Unfortunately, you know, it starts from within, that individual person. As a society, I see us going off, you know, the way that Brad mentioned. I think I see us going astray, and it's unfortunate that people don't appreciate themselves in order to appreciate another man or another woman or a good man or a good woman. They are operating in a society where we see people do all kinds of crazy things, like you said, you know, people womanize, chauvinistic, however you want to look at it, and then that's glamorized and glorified, and so then people start acting that way because that becomes the quote-unquote norm, and we lose sight of why we really are out here dating, you know, why the people that are single, while we're out here dating and trying to get to know each other, we really don't spend time to get to know each other. People meet, they speak to each other, they hook up, it's on to the next one. And that's unfortunate because if we continue down that way, we're going to be a society that is less that emotion of love.
Okay.
All right, I mean,
all right, we're going to bring...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. We're going to bring
Keisha to the line, but go ahead and Brad, you can talk. After you talk, we're going to bring Keisha to the line because she wants to jump in on this and talk about an event. So go ahead, Brad. I'm sorry.
To piggyback off of Nia's generalities, I just think I got 3 points on that. You know, the generalities go round and round in a circle, round and round in a circle. So there's no room to grow, especially in our generation. It's a circle and it's a cycle and it's going to keep on going in a circular motion until men and women wake up, you know, and see each other for more than just, how can I put it, financial benefits.
Mm.
And I'm talking both parties, men and women. You know, a lot of the times, the first thing you hear a woman or a man say, "Oh man, she got a good job. She drive this." And you hear a woman say, "Well, the first thing a woman I ask you is, you know, what do you do?" Or, you know what I'm saying,
right.
what kind of job you got? What does that have to do with you getting to know me? Yeah, I do work. That's
right.
All you need to know. And another thing is, you know, I think the reason why our relationships aren't monogamous these days is because it's always, I'm going to get her back for doing this. Or I'm mad, so I'm going to go do this. I don't care. You know what I mean? Instead of, I think our generation don't know how to talk to each other and express things without being upset with one another and figure it out. I think my dad told me best. I asked him, "How do you do 31 years of marriage?" He told me it's hard. Hard. It ain't easy. Believe me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He said it's hard, it's patience, and compromise. And men and women got to learn that there are certain compromises that you're going to have to make in regards to you being with a mate. Like, if it's something that you dislike about her, I think those are the questions that you need to ask yourself before you marry her. Can you deal with the things that you dislike about her over a period of a lifetime? If you can't, then don't marry her because it sounds good.
Right. Right.
You know,
well, we're going to go on and bring Keisha to the line so she can jump in and, you know, give her opinion on this matter. And, you know, just going to ride it out. And, again, real quick before we bring Keisha in to say hers, man, we were kind of talking about Trayvon Martin. So just give your synopsis on how you feel about the tragic loss of this 17-year-old young black man real quick before we go to Keisha.
Definitely a tragedy. Still, it just goes to show that there is still racism alive and well in our country. And, it's sad that, honestly, and I'm going to tell you, it's sad the only time that black people can really come together is when a tragedy happens. And I don't understand why that has to happen. You know, the only time we can come together as people is when something like this happens. You know what I mean?
Something like this happens.
Yeah, and I feel for the young brother, man, and you know, I hope, you know, and I'm not a racist, I'm not a get back type of guy, but I hope that guy got what's coming to him, and
yeah.
If he doesn't, I fear for him. If nothing happens to him, I fear for him.
Some God, trust me, they already got sales waiting on him. So we want to welcome to the line, y'all, my friend and yours, repping that IE, and going to discuss her event going on this Friday, Miss Keisha Harris. Keisha, what's up? Welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How are you this evening, darling?
I'm doing good. How are you guys
all
doing?
Right. We partying like rock stars the way we supposed to be. So today's topic was monogamy, but it seemed to take a turn for Trayvon Martin, so we got to go with the spirit of it. But tell us about your event first.
Oh, well, you know, this Friday we have JMP's annual birthday party. It goes down every year. Every year the Jazz Cafe is overflowing for JMP's birthday party. So that's what we got going on this Friday. You know, so the day before Norm Blanc, I know everybody's going to be tired, but, you know, I have to be there. I don't have a choice. I have to be there. But if anyone can come in, just drop in and show some support, we'd love to have you in.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Anytime. 1133 West 6th Street, Ontario, California is where this event is going to be. I'm definitely going to be in the building. And ladies and gentlemen, on the line with me, Brad Rush is one of the major hosts for the Nora Ant Block, which is going to be this Saturday, 431 West 7th Street, 8 to 2 a.m. It's going down. Also, don't forget, I'm going to be hosting with Deshaun Cabeza. We're going to be doing Elder Barge Jr.'s release, along with Brian White and Reagan Gomez's birthday party. It's going down, man. We got events on top of events. So we got the Brian White, Reagan Gomez, Nora Ann Blount, as well as Jamal JMP's birthday party. So I'm going to play a little music real quick, and then, you know, because there's so many callers on the line, I just want to check and make sure I let everybody get in, y'all, because we don't have 15 minutes left. And today's topic was monogamy, you know, like one man being with one woman and one woman being with one man. What I think we're going to do, I'm going to talk to my co-host about this. We're going to come back and we're going to do this show again next week so we can give this subject the time that it deserves. And but until then, I want to play a song dedicated to monogamy. This is from Trey Love to monogamy.
I don't know why a nigga wanna act like a motherfucker ain't wrote no hits. And I don't know why a motherfucker wanna act like a nigga ain't that shit. Well, listen to my remix tape, bitches.
The Philly is a nigga, I let you
She want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies,
she,
don't argue.
She want,
cause I can have you all in love. For one song, I can fuck the whole damn club.
She
want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half,
DJ
so
Mama,
ladies, don't argue.
Nigga.
She want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies, don't argue, cause I can have you all in love. For one song, I can fuck the whole damn club. No matter how high I get, you know your boy ain't gon' quit. I'ma talk that shit, swallow spit, touch booty like I'm playing it. I got a bad bitch in Chicago, a couple bad bitches in Toronto, a rich ass vet in Lake Tahoe, and man, she bought a nigga a Diablo. I pull up to the mall in my tour bus, and not a whole mall's on my tour bus. I'm sipping on Patron in my tour bus. Now we're pulling up to my home in my tour bus, and it's so crazy where my lady. I want all y'all to have my baby. Shawty, I see them bitches hating on you. Give me a minute, and I have them bitches rubbing on you. Cause y'all all think alike, wearing Gucci.
And if I could, I would like to make out with you.
On that pussy, gon' throw it back and bust it open like you post it.
to. Girl, I got that dope dick. Now come here, let me dope you. You gon' be a dope fiend. Your friends should call you dopey. Tell them keep my name out their mouth, cause they don't know me. But you can't come and steal them shit. I fuck the whole group, baby, I'm a groupie. My sex game is stupid, my head is the dumbest. I promise I should be hooked on phonics, yeah. But anyway, I think you're bionic. And I don't think you're beautiful, I think you're beyond it. And I just wanna get behind it and watch you
back it up and dump it back, back it up.
Cause we like her, and we like her too. And we like her, and we like her too.
I'm on top of every girl in the world.
All right.
Man, that's a little kills, man. Y'all, we about to wrap this show up, man, and I just want to send a major shout to everybody and thank them for taking the moment to call in the Handsome Life Radio. We're going to play one more song, man, because I got to play this song right here, because I'm going to tell you, this song right here is going to describe the whole weekend. This weekend, yo, 1133 West 6th Street, Ontario, California, hosted by Miss Lakeisha Harris, who's on the line with us, you know what I'm saying? JMP, man, let's stay in prayer for that brother, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been a rough year, but you know the brother's still staying on top doing his thing. And as well, don't forget, Brad Rush is on the line, one of the major hosts for the Nord-H Blanc, 431 West 7th Street. This is how it's going down this weekend, y'all. When we come back, we're going to have closing statements by our co-host, Miss Nia Hernandez, as well as everyone that's on the line. We got Shawnee B in the building. We got Shaquise in the building. We got Ateria in the building. And we also have Lakeisha Harris in the building. This is how it's going down this weekend. Y'all better pay attention, church.
Yeah. Get freaky in the club. Lady, this your boyfriend. Come on.
Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back that thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you're winding it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Freaky in the club.
Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back that thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you're winding it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Freaky in the club.
Up and make it go boom-bop. The way you're winding it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Get a freaky in the club. Get a freaky in the club. Get a freaky in the club.
Hello, hello. I wanna wine and dine you. 07600 head up the avenue. No paparazzi, please get free interview. I wanna see your body wine one time. Come on, girl, let me see you wine one time.
Sweet, sexy mama, you're so fine. They love, love, they stay on my mind.
Welcome to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. This is your one and only boy, Mr. Trey Love. Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy Event. Got my co-host on the line, Miss Mia Hernandez. We're about to wrap it up. Yo, today's subject, today, ladies and gentlemen, was monogamy. But due to the overwhelming comments and the overwhelming heartfelt pain for Mr. Trayvon Martin, we love you, little bruh. You know, he kind of took over the show, so we got to follow the spirit. And his spirit obviously wanted to be heard and had some things to say. So who are we to stand in the way of God's movement? Huh? Catch y'all this weekend at the Nor X Blanc, 431 West 7. That's the LA Athletic Club. That's Saturday night. Friday night, we'll catch you at JMP Jamal Parker's birthday party in Ontario, 1133 West 6th Street. Ontario, California. It's going down, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Got my main co-host in the building. We're going to go on and let everybody get their shouts out, man, and their goodbyes, their needs, feelings, wants, and thoughts. You know, we're going to start with my co-host, and then from there, we're going to run it on down. Mia, what's happening with you, girl? Well, first of all, thank you again for another phenomenal show and just holding it down, man. You the Robin to my Batman, girl, I'm trying to tell you.
I almost wanted to do the doggone theme song, but I'm going to let that one go right now. I'm going to take mine out real brief and just say, you know, rest in peace, and my prayers are with Trayvon's family, because this cannot be an easy time, and it can't be easy to, you know, remain faithful through some real difficult times. So, you know, my prayer is that God just bestows peace on their hearts. Shout outs to Julian Dark, who's listening. I appreciate the support, as well as everyone else out there, friends and family, because we are here based on the fact that you guys are listening. So that's much appreciated and much love. Everyone, just hug your children a little tighter. Make sure you talk to your children, you know, about what's going on so that they understand it and they understand it from the right way, because it's real easy to take a lot of hate from what's going on. It's important that we instill in them love regardless to what we know has gone on in the past and what we see, you know, may continue on in the future. We still want to bring our children up with the right perspectives in this world today.
Wow. Thank you so much for those powerful and inspiring words. So next we're going to have on the line, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lakeisha Harris. Let me open her mic up. Keisha, you there? I got to forgive me. My system runs a little slow. Let me double check. Click on her mic.
In the meanwhile, while we're trying to get Keisha on,
okay, Keisha,
I would like to say that I have 5 more tickets left to the Nora at Blanc this weekend. Okay. So if anybody needs a ticket, call your girl, 626-536-7842.
And I got about 14 tickets left. They gave me 15, so I got 14 left. I sold one. Why are you laughing? It's hard.
I didn't.
What? I can't. Let me, I'm just keeping it real. I can't get Nia's mic.
You are so funny.
Open.
I have a whole
what?
Lot of people that need tickets. Lots.
Well,
lots,
y'all
lots.
Need to holler at you, boy. I got plenty of tickets. You know.
Okay.
I can't
well, somebody in LA right now. I want two.
Okay, cool. Well, hit me up, y'all.
The Brad's still on the line because he is still hitting. The guy's still hitting me up.
Okay,
and
Brad.
Then,
no, Brad's off the line.
Brad's on. Okay. Well, we were talking about monogamy. I wanted to say that, unfortunately, I was not able to see. I don't think I've met one man in my family that was monogamous in their marriage. So, unfortunately, you know, me being raised, I was not raised with this feeling that all men are monogamous.
Mm.
I never was, because
wow.
I'd never seen it.
Wow. I think you
never
know what?
Seen
we definitely.
It.
We are definitely, 110% surely going to come back next week and discuss this subject, you know, because like I said, Trayvon kind of took over. So we had to let God move his hand, you know, and when God moves,
I'm going to tell you the truth. This is our Trey Love Rose. When God moves, I'm moving out the way because that's the most powerful moving hand that you ever know. So Trayvon definitely took over the show. So next week, ladies and gentlemen, if there is nothing majorly in the news, then we will get back to our subject at hand in relationship woes. So Shawnee B, what's up? Say hello and goodbye to the people, you know. And first of all, I just want to thank you for taking a moment to call in. Love, it was wonderful having your presence.
It is awesome to be with you guys. Really, it is. And the subject matter at hand, both dealing with the situation and the unfortunate situation, actually, with Trayvon Martin. That was a wonderful subject to touch base with. And I hope that, actually, you extend your invitation to next week's show because I really would like to share insight with you guys in reference to relationships, monogamy. I mean, really, when Nia told me what was going on, I was all for it. So if we could, I would love to be back if you allow me back.
Well, Shawnee, consider yourself booked, baby. Consider yourself booked. Next week you are booked on the show. I think this is 699. Is this Shaquise or Tyria? I think that's Shaquise. Shaquise? 310-699?
699 is
Ateria. Okay, Ateria. Go ahead and give us some shouts out, you know, and take us home real quick because we're about to close it out.
Yes, I just urge everyone to stay vigilant behind the Trayvon Martin situation. I hope we just keep on keeping up the energy until this man is arrested and justice is served. My heart goes out to his family, and I just hope that this case comes to a head pretty soon and that he's just brought to justice.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Attorney Clark. 951-496. Again, people, you do not, it's not obligated to talk. If you don't want to say nothing, just don't say nothing. But if you do, feel free. 951-496. Okay. That's cool. You don't want to say anything, but I really want you to know I truly, sincerely appreciate you for taking the time out to call in and listen to Handsome Mike Radio. 213, do you have 213-220, do you have anything to say to close us out?
I'm sure I'll go ahead and say something. I just want to give due props to you and Miss Nia. You guys did a great job. I love keeping the Trayvon Martin situation first and foremost, and definitely stay out there talking to our kids, help lead them in the right way, and like Nia said, hug them, say a prayer with them every day. You guys did a great job.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, mine and Nia's, myself and my co-host, for those kind and encouraging words, and know that What we're going to do, and I promise this as, you know, the host, and I know Nia, man, she has my back 110%. What we're going to do is we're going to do our relationship topics, but when something comes up, like the situation as tragic as the Trayvon Martin situation, what we will use Handsome Life Radio for is to reach masses and to talk to people and to teach, you know what I mean? Because that's what this station is about. That's what it's built on, and that's what Handsome Life is all about. So before I go home, man, before we take it home, y'all, I just want to say to everybody, let's make sure that we really do come together. Let's stop BSing and let's have meetings, ladies and gentlemen, seriously, to my African-American family. Let's start having meetings about real things. And I'm not knocking anybody for what you do, but let's have meetings instead of meeting about the next club event we're going to do or meeting about, you know, the next party we're going to throw. Let's have meetings about what's going on in our communities. Where are our tax monies going? Where are our tax dollars going? Who's doing what to make better books for the children to read? Who's doing things to protect our children? Who's watching out for our children while we're not able to watch out for them? That's what Handsome Life is built on, and that's what Handsome Life is all about, man, and I promise you that. Y'all better tune in, tell a friend, same bad time, same bad channel, the Playboy Comedy BN doing his thing with his co-host, Miss Nia Hernandez. And we're going to end it, y'all, with this song by Mr. Nas, If I Rule the World, because just think about it. Imagine if I, a black king myself, rule the world.
Take me under. I don't know. Imagine smoking.
smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blend read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my stars. I love them, love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today and these last days of time. Your way to be paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range. Cast, lost Robert Shabazz. Free at last. Brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew. How we do? Trees for breakfast. Dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision. The better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Open the eyes to the lies. History's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris. I civilize every savage. Give me one shot. I turn tripe life to lavish. Political prisoners set free. Stress free. No work release. Purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King. Mayor of the cities and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica. Send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all.
Thugs living worried, duck down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running for Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late. Flip the ace, stack the safe, millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the 245 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all.
For today.